So, Mobile Muster, we've talked about this in the past and spoken to Spiro as well, but there's a nice Central Victorian aspect to it as well. So recycling your mobile phones could help save Victoria's endangered Regent Honeyeater, which is around north central Victoria. Spiro Carlos is from Mobile Muster, joins us this morning on the show. Spiro, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how did this joint project come about?
Look, Robert, it's a long-standing relationship we have with Landcare Australia, and they do some great work around the country in regenerating areas by planting trees and shrubs. And every year we partner with them, and this is the new project that we've kicked off for the month of August.
Now, I've had a look at the Regent Honeyeater, and it's a bird, in case anyone was wondering. It's a beautiful bird.
Thank you, Professor.
Well, I'm sorry, but you just went on about it. I mean, who knows? It could be anything, but it's a bird. Anyway, the thing about phones is my phone's just spoken to me, and it almost got thrown against the wall because they're not supposed to speak while we're broadcasting, but it spoke of its own accord, that Siri thing. So maybe that's a bit extreme, but you reckon there's a lot of phones around in drawers and cupboards and things?
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, as Australians, we know that we shouldn't be throwing them out, but the alternative is we're storing them in our homes. And, you know, we estimate there's 24.5 million stored around the country.
Cool.
And of those, just over 4 million are broken. So we're holding onto devices we're never going to use.
In fairness, Steve's phone, when it spoke, it was Siri saying, "You're not bloody recycling me, mate. Don't even think about it."
Protection. And following our chat last time, Spiro, I applied for a recycle bag, and it's actually very easy. You go online, click the button, and you get sent an envelope, which you then put your phone in and send it back. It's not exactly a hard task, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, with everyone, with a number of states around the country actually in lockdown at the moment, we want to make recycling as easy as possible. And because we're spending more time at home, we are decluttering our homes and we're finding these old devices. So you're absolutely right. You can order a satchel from our website, so mobilemuster.com.au. But we've also kicked off a new feature where you can actually download a label. So you package up the phone, download a label, stick it on the label, then go and drop it off at an Australia Post bread box. Or even you can take that, you'll get an email with a link, you can take that into Australia Post. They will print off the label for you and then you can hand it over the counter.
Oh, very easy.
And it's all free.
Yeah, very, very
wow,
easy.
Wow, yeah, yeah. It does. And so how does the process work from there in terms of what happens to the phones, how it converts into money, and obviously then your relationship with Landcare? I know the money goes to them, but yeah, so what's the process?
Yeah, so Mobile Muster is a not-for-profit program, and basically for the month of August, what we're doing is for every phone that comes in, we're giving $1 across to the Landcare, and we're hoping to raise over $20,000 this month that will go to Landcare. But basically, Mobile Muster is an end-of-life program, so everything we collect actually gets dismantled into its various components, and then the resources are recovered. So over 98% of a mobile phone can be recovered back to its raw form, so its raw material, and then that material goes back into the production of new products. So they're highly recyclable, and that's why we shouldn't be storing them at home.
Yeah. So how did Mobile Muster come about? Because it's a fascinating process and project, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So we've been operating for 23 years, and its technical term is a product stewardship program, and that means that the mobile phone industry came together 23 years ago to set up Mobile Muster to ensure that product, when it reached its end of life, had the right path to go to in terms of sustainable management of that material. And back in 1998, when it started, it was mobile phone batteries that was the real issue. And if you remember back then, I know you guys are really young. If you remember back then, most phones actually came with two mobile phone batteries. So there was one in the device and one actually in the box. And,
oh,
and over
yeah.
time, that has actually changed.
That's
we've grown from...
Yeah,
we've grown from taking just batteries now to mobile phones, like all brands of mobile phones, and the accessories that go along with that.
It's quite an amazing thing. I've just looked at the site and you say the various options for mailing, but the drop-off points in based around Bendigo, there's at least 25 or so in the local areas, Bendigo, to say nothing of the areas that we broadcast to. So you have got a lot of stores where people can literally just drop them off as well, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And most of the major phone retailers, so Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, and even Officeworks all have collection units in-store where you can actually go and drop it off. And that's how easy we want to make the process. The post-back option is just an alternative way. If you can't get to those sites, it's just an easy way that you can actually recycle from home.
Terrific. And the website?
Mobilemaster.com.au. So very easy.
Yeah, sounds very easy. Hey, Spiro, great to chat and fantastic news, and particularly fantastic news if you happen to be a region honey eater.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you for the support.
No worries at all. Good to chat. Talk soon. Spiro Carlos from Mobile Muster joining us on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Centre Victoria.